If we all have our Bibles, let's open up to Numbers. We're going with Numbers chapter 28. And we will be reading from verses 1 through 15. It's on page 135. It is written, "And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, Command the children of Israel and say to them, My oblation, my food for my offerings made by fire of a sweet savor to me, shall you observe to offer to me in their due season. And you shall say to them, This is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to Yahweh. He lambs a year old without blemish, two day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shall you offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall you offer at evening, and the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beating oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And the drink offering of it shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb. In the holy place shall you pour out a drink offering of strong drink to Yahweh. And the other lamb you shall offer at evening as the meal offering of the morning, and as the drink offering of it you shall offer it, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor to Yahweh. And on the Shabbat day, two he lambs, a year old without blemish, and two tenths part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil in the drink offering of it. This is the burnt offering of every Shabbat, besides the continual burnt offering and the drink offering of it. And in the beginnings of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, two young bullocks, one ram, seven he lambs a year old without blemish, and three tenth parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil. For each bullock and two tenth parts of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil for the one ram. And the tenth part of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering to every lamb, for a burnt offering of a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And their drink offering shall be half a hin of wine for a bullock, and the third part of a hin for the ram, and the fourth part of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And when he go for a sin offering to Yahweh, it shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering and the drink offering of it." Here we see in verses 11 through 15, it speaks on of we as a people giving an offering to Yahweh for the new moon, for the beginning of months. And we were supposed to offer a certain offering to Yahweh, a burnt offering. And he spoke here about what the offering should be. As we go further on, we're going into 1 Chronicles 23, verses 25 to 32. Verse 25 reads, "For David said, Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever. And also the Levites shall no more have need to carry the tabernacle and all the vessels of it for the service of it. For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were numbered from 20 years old and upward. For their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of Yahweh, in the courts and in the chambers, and the purifying of all holy things, even the work of the service of the house of Elohim. For the showbread also, and for the fine flour for a meal offering, whether of unleavened wafers or of that which is baked in the pan or of that which is soaked, and for all men of measure and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise Yahweh, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to Yahweh on the Sabbath, on the new moons, and on the set feasts in number, according to the ordinance concerning them, continually before Yahweh, and that they should keep the charge of the tent of meeting, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, for the service of the house of Yahweh. Here we have the second witness on keeping Shabbat and Sabbaths and new moons. We have one more witness. We shall be going to Colossians. We will be in chapter 2. And we will go from verses 16 to 19. It is written, "Let no man judge you therefore in meat or in drink or in respect of a feast day or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body of the Messiah. Let no man rob you of your prize by voluntary humility and worshiping of the angels, dwelling in the things which he has seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast the head from whom all the body, being supplied and knit together through the joints and bands, increases with the increase of Yahweh." Verse 20 says, "If you die with the Messiah from the rudiments of the world, why, as living in the world, do you subject yourselves to ordinances? Handle not, nor taste, nor touch, all which things are to perish with the using, after the precepts and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship, and humility and severity to the body, but are not of any value against the indulgence of the flesh." Hallelujah. Here we have three verses, three separate verses, three distinct verses, which all depicts about the keeping of the Sabbaths and new moons. Last month, we were coming out of the month of Shabbat, the 11th month, and as we did our study on the word Shabbat, it says we had a Ra, actually. And that word Shabbat being a rod or a shepherd's rod, you know, we got to think of the rod that Yahweh has for us, which is Yahshua. We as a people got to understand that the moons and the Sabbaths are put together for a purpose and for a reason. There are many, many ideologies and different schools of thoughts that would actually have people not to believe that we're not to keep the new moons or the Sabbath. Oh, that's Old Testament under the law. Well, here we have a witness here in Colossians, in a letter to the people at Colossus from the Apostle Paul, who actually told the people, "Let no man judge you therefore at meat or drink or in respect of a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath." A lot of times in life, we as a people, because we don't deal with or do what status quo wants us to do, we fall short. Right now, we are just in the month of Adar, the 12th month. And as I begin to look up and study this word Adar, two words came up in its definitions. One word was ample, and another word, fire. The word ample and the word fire. We as a people understand that our Elohim, Yahweh, he has supplied us and satisfied us and generously and sufficiently blessed us with more than enough of his spirit to be able to discern these things, to keep these things. And in the midst of it, you know, some will fall
into the fiery immersion of the Holy Spirit, or some will fall in the fiery indignation. We as a people got to understand that the new moons are here to refresh us so that we can be, so we can be rebuilt and renewed and repaired in the midst of our daily journeys and our daily travelings, just like the weekly Shabbat. Let's take a look at a couple of choice scriptures we have with this, because as we see, the word of God actually was ample and also fire. We got to understand that we're supplied with more than enough of what we need, but we as a people got to tap into it. Very quickly, can we turn to Malachi chapter 3? It is written, it's on page 746. It is written, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and Yahweh whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Behold, he comes, says Yahweh of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap, and he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them as gold and silver, and they shall offer unto Yahweh offerings in righteousness. They shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Yahweh as in the days of old and as in ancient years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the sojourner from his right and fear not me, says Yahweh of hosts. For I, Yahweh, change not. Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed." We as a people got to understand that in our walks, our daily talks, as we're going from month to month, we got to tap into what these months stand for and what they mean. As we said at the beginning, Adar was ample in fire. Well, we the people got to purge ourselves of some things. Yahweh said he will purge us. He is like a refiner's fire and like full of soap, and he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver and purify the sons of Levi and refine them as gold and silver. We as a people got a lot of things within us, whereas we need not only the rod from last month, but we also need this fire for this month to purge us out. Not only getting prepared for Passover, you know, taking out the leaven out of our hearts and our minds, but we as a people, we got drawers within us. We got things within us that will hinder the Holy Spirit from inhabiting us and taking us to a whole another level. It is very, very important for we as a people to sit down and actually go through our hearts and our minds and begin to ask Yahweh to show us what, through his word or through his spirit, what is of him and what needs to be removed and what's not. For those who don't understand and may need a clue about some things, we can take a look at some of those impurities. You know, all of us were called to be priests unto Yahweh, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. And this is where we as a people should actually come humbly but boldly before the throne of mercy and grace, preparing for the high holy days. As we take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, these are just some examples of some things we may want birthed out of us, or purged out of us, that will hinder his spirit from engulfing us and taking us to a whole nother level. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, it says, "Dare any of you, having a matter against his neighbor, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Or do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the saints? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Have to judge things pertaining to this life, do you set them to judge who are of no account in the assembly? I say this to your shame. What, can there not be found among you one wise man who shall be able to decide between his brethren? Put the law with brother and that before unbelievers. No, already it is altogether a defect in you that you have lawsuits one with another. Why not rather take wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? No, but you yourselves do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the sovereign Yahshua the Messiah and in the spirit of our Elohim. As we see here, we see a little laundry list of things that we may have to look at ourselves about. If we're to judge angels, we should be able to judge ourselves so we should not be judged. It's very, very important for us as we go into the high holy season for us to take a look at ourselves and let that fire purge us. Let that fire from the Holy Spirit, that conviction purge us. You know right from wrong. We all know right from wrong. We know about those things. These are things here talked about, this laundry list, are talked about at verse 9. Or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. We know this laundry list is for physical, but let's look at it in the spiritual realm. A lot of us ran around fornicating with other Elohim. A lot of us ran around being idolaters, putting our job, our status, our education as an idol, our car, our home. I pay this money, much money in tithes and offering. We got to really, really, really take a look at ourselves. It even went on to say, no adulterers. That's flip-flopping, assembly hopping from one spot to another spot, even going back to some bear worship. I'm only there to pick up a word of encouragement. I'm only there to please this one or that one. If you're not there to minister, I suggest you stay in the even place. Psalm 26, verse 12 speaks about that even place. All of us should find ourselves in that even place, that place between the porch and the altar, that even place. We as a people got to understand that this laundry list is not just relegated to those outside the household of faith, but within the household of faith, these things should not exist, but judgment begins here. I'm not your judge and jury, you know, but I'm just urging everyone in love to look at yourselves and ask yourselves, what can I do or what can I lay before the throne of mercy and grace? Like, we're not supposed to carry no burden on the Shabbat day, on the Sabbath day. We shouldn't carry these things in us or around us, being instruments of the Almighty Yahweh. There are a lot of things that are happening. This fire is good. A lot of people don't want to embrace the fire, you know, to embrace the fire of the Holy Spirit. And embrace that. You know, I'd rather for you to embrace the fire of the Holy Spirit than the fire of indignation. Depart from me, you wicked servant, for I know you not. So purge yourself now. Let's take a look at one more area of a laundry list of things, and these character defects are within each and every one of us. Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 5. Very important chapter. He separates some things here in Galatians 5. You got the fruit of the flesh, and you got the fruit of the spirit. You got every carnal thing, everything that goes against Yahweh's will, looming right there in the flesh. That's why we need a spirit. Many of people actually, you know, I've been, you know, a true worshiper for all these many years, doing this, doing that, you know, this, that, and the third. Many people don't know that they're caught up in the flesh. And we as a people got to check ourselves. It goes on to say right here in Galatians chapter 5. We're going to begin with verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are contrary the one to the other, that you may not do the things that you would, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousies, wrath, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, rebellions, and such like, of which I put you even as I did forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. We as a people got to purge these things out of our flesh, out of our daily walks. Although we're in the flesh, we don't have to fulfill the lusts of the flesh, the appetites of the flesh. Just because you see them people over in that corner talking about them people over there, you don't have to do that. And this is what this month's about, being purged with fire. Yahweh's Spirit is ample. He is generously given of his spirit into our lives. But a lot of times we as believers, we're scared to tap into the full function of that Holy Spirit. And that hinders us from walking in the Spirit with Yahweh. Just because we've been doing a certain thing 15, 20 years, I've been a true worshiper, a true believer, Yahweh and Yahshua, you know, I've been doing it this way and that way. Yahweh's trying to take you from glory to glory, faith to faith, and strength to strength. We as a people got to be reminded of these things. This word of God, we got this fire in us, and we should call on the fire. Ask Yahweh to stir us up and quicken us. Show us what it is we need to be removed or have removed out of us. Many of us can actually, without closing our eyes and going in deep meditation, we probably could name a thing or two. These are the things in which we as a people got to lay aside to be able to be full partakers of the high holy days. Why go through the aesthetics, the outward appearance of cleaning out the cabinets, go through the outward appearance of removing everything that ain't supposed to be in the house, not eating nothing with leaven, but then when everything is over, you go back to the same old stuff. Yahweh is trying to take us from glory to glory, faith to faith, and strength to strength. He's trying to take us higher to three different levels within him. We all know that we're not perfected as long as we're walking in this flesh. But as we're going forward and striving to go forward, Yahweh will lift us to that area of perfection he would have us be in. Not to be, and many a times a lot of people don't achieve certain things because they'll become braggarts and boastful. Many of people can't graduate from glory to glory and faith to faith and strength to strength because after that, they'll become the one beating those people over their head. You know, don't forget Paul back in Colossians, he was telling them, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6, These things were some of you. A lot of people forget where they come from, and when they have this miraculous experience, then they try to gloat, you know, as if they, my name is Super Believer, you know, like they, I'm impervious to sin. We all have sinned and came up short. And this is when we as a people really, really, really got to take a look at ourselves. We got to use the scriptures as a mirror. We really do. Three last verses I want to touch on before we wrap this up. It's very, very important that we understand the three witnesses from Numbers, Chronicles, and Colossians. Never let nobody ever tell you those things is under the law. These last three verses, very, very important. Because only a lawless person will tell you, you know, oh, those are under the law. We don't have to keep the law. Only a lawless one will tell you that. Somebody that has no rules, somebody that don't have no idea about the work that they have to do, although Messiah has completed the work, we got to walk in the same path. Let's go over to Revelation 12:17. It says on page 970, it says that the dragon became exceedingly angry with the woman and went away to make war with the remnant of her seed that keep the commandments of Yahweh and hold the testimony of Yahshua. That's one witness right there. And this is in the end of the book, the back of the book. You know, if you got to keep it plain for some people, when you talk to them about the keeping of commandments, or they're trying to beat you over the head and telling you, you in all Old Testament, New Testament as well, talk about the keeping of commandments. That's one witness. Let's go on to Revelation 14, verse 12. You only have to turn the page. It says, here is the patience of the saints, they that keep the commandments of Yahweh, in the faith of Yahshua. This is two witnesses now in the end time struggle, in the end time battle, in the end time reveal. Revelation means a reveal. The apocalypse, however way you want to look at it and define it. These are two witnesses right here. And our third witness dealing with the keeping of the commandments. Revelation 22, verse 14. First word in 22:14 is blessed. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in by the gate into the city. Now, we're the people. We're going to have a right to the tree of life if we keep the commandments, but not being those who become braggarts. Or just keep the commandment out of routine and don't have no conviction with it. I'm not telling anybody to go, because I know we started in Numbers 28, verses 11 and 15. I live in the state of Maryland. I'm not telling nobody to go find no goat, no he-goats, and no lambs and all of that. Because I know in the state of Maryland, you'll get locked up like Michael Vick. And beside Messiah, it's fulfilled all the blood sacrifices for us. Now, out of them 613 commandments, there's still a lot of them commandments we are to keep and can keep in these days and times. Brothers and sisters, I come to you in love, and I urge you, as we go forward into these high holy days, please take a look at yourself. Those areas where you need to be made strong, those areas of your lives you need Yahweh to close them doors, ask him to close them doors. Those areas of your life you need doors open. Some of you may get lonely, end up in a wrong situation. Ask Yahweh to raise up people that don't mind getting on the phone exhorting his word. I adjure you, everyone, please take this time out, look over yourselves so that you don't keep the high holy days out of routine, but you will actually get something out of it. May Yahweh bless you and keep you and continue to smile upon you. Elder Davis.
Father Yahweh, as we humble our hearts before your throne of grace, we thank and praise your holy name for the opportunity to come before you on another new moon day. As we seek, Father, to be refreshed with your Spirit, cleansed by your Spirit, and guided by your Spirit, we ask, Father, that you would lead us to your promised land, your kingdom, which is soon coming to this earth. Help us to overcome our sinful nature and the problems of our past and be renewed, Father. Be renewed by your Holy Spirit, by your covenant that you've given us through the shed blood of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Father, as we seek to be faithful servants of yours, we know that we can overcome because Yahshua gave us that example. He overcame this world and Satan the devil. And we can overcome as well and be faithful in all things. We love you and thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. And it's in Yahshua's name that we come before you, seeking to abide in your Spirit and to be strengthened. We love you and thank you for the blessings from on high as we look forward to the feast of the first month, which are coming very, very shortly upon this earth. So help us, Father, to again keep your covenant and look out for the next new moon as well, so that we would be ready to enjoy the feast of the first month. We thank you again for all these favors and blessings. In the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have a benediction as well. This is kind of rushed, even though it was kind of late. Turn in the Psalm and Selected Scriptures to Psalm 134. Behold, bless Yahweh, all you servants of Yahweh, that by night stand in the house of Yahweh. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless Yahweh. Yahweh bless you out of Zion, even he that made heaven and earth. You know, I didn't make the announcement earlier about the prayer line starting up, and I didn't get it on Facebook as well. But what we were going to do is have people start to call in. We want to start it tomorrow at 7 in the morning and then 7 in the evening, 5 days a week. And we're going to give it our trial run, you might say. I know it's going to gain steam and grow, but we wanted to start that. What I'd like to do, though, I want to get everybody on point. So I think what we'll do is we'll hold off for tomorrow. I mean, we can kind of still semi, you might say, do it. We can get going, but I want to be able to send out an email to everyone on our list that they can join us and partake of the prayer line. So let's officially try to kick it off Tuesday morning. We'll start Tuesday morning at 7. And I'll get an email out tomorrow and get it on Facebook and see how many people we can get it to, so we can get this thing going and get people praying. Because that's what's going to change this nation, and that's what's going to change a lot of people, the prayers of the saints. May Yahweh bless each and every one of you as you continue to serve Almighty Yahweh. Are there any questions?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. All right. Then you're dismissed. Everybody can get themselves ready, get some sleep. And we got another hard week. Actually started today, but the work week starts tomorrow for most of us. Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh bless you as well. Shalom.
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 Okay.
You have a blessed night, and when you listen to it, let me know about it. Okay, shalom, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh bless you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to that?
Somewhat.
What do you mean somewhat?